Hello there. Jake Frazek is here.
I'm here.
Allegra Scarano's over here.
She's there.
Hi, guys. Thank you for lending an ear. In terms of podcasts, you have a lot to listen to, so I appreciate you making time for this one. If you want to know how many people have podcasts, go on to the subreddit of podcasts and see how many people think it's a good idea to start a podcast and do. And I'm one of them. You know, it's like a blog in the early 2000s. Everyone we all got one.
Do you have one?
I did have one.
You did?
It was called, full circle here, it was called The Artful Ramblings of Allegra Scarano.
Wow, way to tie it in.
Here we are.
That's impressive. I never had a blog.
Yeah, you should start one.
It'd be very vintage.
Meta.
Yeah, very. It'd be very throwbackish, right?
Is that the, yes. Hi. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Allie.
How are you feeling these days?
Feeling terrific today.
You are?
It's a good day.
It's a good day for you.
Today. One day at a time. It's like AA.
It's not good for our president. He's unraveling this week. Sorry to break into politics right away, but guys, what's going on out there? Can't not. Pretty exciting stuff. Are you following the whistleblower activity going on?
I am. I follow most things. Well, that's not true, but politics, yes, I do follow.
I just hope that whistleblower, wherever he is getting his dick sucked.
Is it a he for sure?
A lot.
Maybe she's getting her pussy.
Maybe, hopefully. Either one.
Either one, get it.
Takes a lot of balls either way. We appreciate your work.
It's probably hard to get sexual activity, though. If you're a whistleblower, you got to lay in the cut. You got to be very nondescript, and anonymity's key. It's hard to meet people.
It's a sexy confidence that he wears around without talking about it. And women, we smell it.
You guys love that smell.
We know it. And we sense it, and we like it, and we reward you for it, Daddy.
We do.
Thank you. So, other than that, I think it's an interesting turn of events. I think it's, I think it's also sad. I think that the fact that, the Trump kid, it's just so funny that this is all about Joe Biden's kid working with foreign relations when it's like, look in the mirror. But that's just stating the obvious, obviously, it's just insane. But I do, I obviously didn't know much about Hunter Biden before all of this.
His name is very prep school.
He looks like Hunter Biden. Have you seen his picture?
No, but he looks like he sounds like he plays lacrosse at a prep school.
Yep, he looks like his name is Hunter. And yeah, I mean, he definitely was questionable. I mean, I think it's a weird relationship that, I think pointing out, but coming from a guy who, employs his daughter to, I don't even have to get into that. It's just without question. But I think, because Joe Biden was head of Ukraine, like the Ukraine relationships when he was vice president. And at the same time, Hunter Biden was working for this oil company, right? Like energy company or something in Ukraine. So it is like kind of gross how, well, they're obsessed with Ukraine, huh?
They are.
Is Ukraine a cool place to visit and go? Do we know anything about Ukraine?
Well, I mean, you and I kind of like our families, like kind of from Ukraine / Poland / Russia was all one point in time. It was the other,
Okay.
So we might have ethnic ties to it. I've never been. I don't know. I know a lot of people.
Only reference I know is the woman on 90 Day Fiancé the other way, right? Or yeah, no, wait, no, 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
The one who stood up the gentleman? Caesar's,
yeah. She's from Ukraine.
If she's even real at all.
She's not real.
I mean, that poor fucking guy. I actually Caesar. Don't feel bad, but I think I've said this to you before. I don't feel bad.
He deserves it.
If you're that stupid, it is like it is Darwinism at its finest. This is natural selection. This is the jungle
so
right here.
Stupid.
If you're gonna be that gullible to get got for 5 years, never meeting a person, you maybe deserve a good kudos to her if she's even real. It's like some guy. It's like Sergey's behind the computer pictures.
It's gotta be.
There was, I don't mean to commandeer here. There was an episode on that particular 90 Day Fiance where he had gone to the hotel in Mexico before she was supposed to come there. I think he was there a couple of days early. He was in a hot tub at a pool with some younger hotel guests.
It was hard to watch.
And they're talking and he's telling them about what's going on and they're like laughing and they're like, hey man, you ever think you're getting catfish or something? And the camera like zooms in on his face and he's got this like sad, like shock of, ooh, maybe. I felt bad for him. And they're like laughing in the background in the pool.
I know. But it's God, fucking... it was hard to watch. Poor Caesar.
Smart.
I mean, I have made a mistake, you know, with my heart before, you know, and maybe didn't take, you know, maybe some major red flags as indicators to such. So, you know, I can kind of see, but like, oh, he's just for 5 years at 40 grand and never met her. And now that, and she's that pretty. And like, I don't know. It's true. So, you know, in terms of, you know, like you said, survival of the fittest for Caesar. Like, yeah, he needs, the only way you're going to learn, Caesar, is apparently getting your fucking heart ripped out.
I think in the 80s, he probably would have got pickpocketed often. He's that kind of gullible dude.
I mean, it would be nice to have a boyfriend that does manicures, though. I mean, people are like, yeah, I don't think that's very sexy. Not sexy. Masculine trait. No. I mean, obviously not. But yeah, I would just, yeah.
Is that a trait that you want in your male counterpart?
I've never thought of it. So that probably answers the question. I'm not saying that it's not sexy. Put up, obviously, cabinets. Cabinets is a trigger word because, guys, big update. I have termites. Termites. I found that out by taking a picture of a bug that was in my closet/closet room.
It was just one lone bug?
Well, there was a few of them, but I was like, what are these things? Are they some sort of like, some sort of wasp? No. So what's this bug on subreddit? Thank you, fellow community. Identified termites. And then it's been a shit show since then and a real downward spiral. And it's just... gosh. You know, when bugs are consuming your life,
it's gross.
It's not great on the mental health.
No.
You know, I told the guy, I was like, I just, you know, I can't sleep at night. Like, this type of shit isn't good for me. They're everywhere and they are everywhere. And then today he's going around. He's like, oh, yeah, you see over here? Because I only thought they were in this one part of the house.
Is it
a
neighbor's
fucking everywhere?
They have it too, or is it something that gets
they could,
isolated?
Yeah, probably do. Yeah. And that's probably the thing. They just go house to house. He said every house in Southern California will get like no way you can have a house like without getting them. So
fuck.
There are a few treatment options that we should all go over right now. And actually, I don't know which is the right one, but we're about to find out. It seems to be the most expensive. But
of course, the best.
I just didn't want a tent, you know? The
tent
is...
What's that?
The fucking tent that goes... Or the Breaking Bad tent.
Oh, so that's tent. What... Like when they were faking doing fumigations and cooking meth in the houses. So they would have had to put a tent around your whole house. You have to leave.
You have to leave for 3 days.
Do you have to take... What about stuff in the house? The couch, the dishes.
He's like, well, you just double bag the food. I'm like, double bag it? You're out of your mind. I was like, I don't...
What
like
pots and pans?
I was just asking. I was like, would you let your pregnant wife in here afterwards, you know? Like, he's like, oh, there aren't any problems. I'm like, until I'm at the fertility clinic and, you know, we can't get pregnant because of this shit.
Yeah. Or like getting
and
your
there's
clothes.
No way that the bees don't hate it. He's like, oh, there's no way. Listen, yeah. I am a witch and
the
I
beekeeper.
Know how they think. And yeah, they don't like it. Fucks them up.
It's true.
So I was really against that. And then I figured out this other company, they heat it up. They heat the house up.
But you mentioned that.
And I think that they put a tent over. I was like, so they're still a tent. He's just not using the T word. Like, it was just a whole trigger.
Can you explain what the heating up method is? Because
I was like, I want to be in the house. They somehow bring huge industrial size
space heaters?
Like, basically.
So is it like
and they're
melt?
Like, oh, are they electric? And you're like, oh, we have some electric, so, you know, some that run on, you know, power or like propane. I'm like, yeah, you have one prototype. That's
how
like
hot
does it get? And the rest are all. It gets 150 degrees.
Now that's got to not be healthy for some of the things in your place. I imagine electronics,
vintage
fabrics,
clothes.
Vintage clothes,
my
that's
cosmetics, my vinyl records, all
oh,
my
dude,
plants, everything
records.
Basically of importance to me has to leave. So it's a nice. It's basically I can just move out.
And that's primarily for people who just don't want to do the chemical option, right?
Well, it's there's two different. There are people that don't want to do the heat option because they have a bunch of antiques, a bunch of our wine cellars and stuff like that. They like can't do it. But I say, yep, that's one benefit of not having anything of value. It's just a pain in the goddamn ass. They're freeloaders. They're horrible.
The termites or the people at the company?
Termites. Oh. And you know what? I'm anti-Orkin right now.
What do they do? I know what Orkin does, but what do they do to you?
My boyfriend is a filthy Orkin man that comes every month. And he does stuff. I check what he sprays. It's whatever. The most... Listen,
apparently not his job if fucking termites are there.
Wannabe beekeeper. I get it, guys. It's not great. I've checked. They don't have the bad stuff, but it's still not good. I don't want any of it. It's a fight that I'm not going to have. It's not my house. It's my thing. Whatever. Okay? There are black widows, crazy spiders. Like, yeah. It does get bad. Anyway, whatever. So they come every month. And so when I obviously saw the termite, they were the first people I called. And I was a little frustrated when they're like, okay, you got to tent the house because what do you do every fucking month? And they're like, oh, well, it's two different things. The pest control and the termite. I'm like, okay, I know you have termites in your commercial. Okay? So you're selling the termites. And anyone who knows anything about this will say that I sound like an idiot because, like, yeah, I guess it is two different. But I just feel like if the bug guy's coming in the hat, and he happens to see, I don't know, maybe just keep an eye out, you know?
Is he only outside?
He is only outside. Okay. But there was way, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I've had a guy come into my place inside before, to do stuff to prevent, like,
It just happens. He said, he's like, you guys maintain well, there's just nothing you can do. Anyway, so we're in the house. And
sauna.
I have to make sure no lighters are anywhere.
Oh, explode.
So I'm checking every goddamn pocket.
Don't leave a vape pen in the goddamn drawer. No Samsung phones, those ones that blow up?
Certainly don't have any of those in my house.
Yeah, I know. Allie, one thing Allie hates is a non-iPhone having person.
I don't text green.
Is that what it happens when they have it?
Yeah.
I can always tell who has a Samsung if you look at their videos on Instagram or whatever because it's shitty and grainy. And
you can always tell. You can tell the person by looking in their eyes if they have a Samsung or not.
And aren't they the same price too?
I don't know. I don't know. People are like, oh, they have better cameras.
Because it looks like shit on your Instagram.
I don't know. I hate Apple. I hate iPhones.
I do too.
I wish it wasn't the best option. I want a Palm Trio back. But, you know, do I like a phone that's made out of glass? No. No, of course not. Who does?
I want a flip phone. I want a little flip phone.
Yeah, I want that. I had a Palm Touch. It was like touchscreen and keypad.
Oh, that's nice.
And it had this pokey stick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For
I remember those.
Joints and everything. It was like perfect.
Oh, that's not for writing, but for yes.
Writing too, but like, pokey joints. For you always have it right there.
That's,
it was the best cell phone I've ever had in my life.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace. So back to 90 Day Fiancé. There's been an update since I got here today. I was driving here. I got an update on my Instagram. And if anyone knows me, knows I hate Instagram. But if I get an Instagram from a major 90 Day Fiancé cast member live Instagramming or whatever the fuck it's called, I'm going to tune in. So I pulled over. Evelyn from Ecuador. Basically the most unpleasant person we've met on this series.
Scandalous to say
that.
We've
met a lot. And she is just unhappy. You can see it in her eyes.
That Mormon guy, dude. Of course.
Sweetest guy.
He's too sweet, but that's a problem. She doesn't want a sweet guy.
So
he's a sap.
Sweet. Like, you know, sold his filthy car that he really cared about.
Did he not go to his mother's funeral or dad's funeral or something?
His father's funeral, he went. But then he went back to Ecuador, which, if anything, isn't giving you a sign
like,
from the
universe.
Oh,
you're coming back tomorrow?
Oh, I know. As she's squeezing it out on the toilet.
Oh, God.
Gross. Sorry.
No, it's great.
Edit that out. So she is on explaining that she is apparently having a feud with Larissa, which... Larissa, keep in mind, is another crazy one from Vegas.
Lazy eye.
Yeah. The crazy one with Colty.
Colty.
Who obviously makes horrible decisions in terms of
huge
men.
Huge tits Colty has, not the girl. Colty has bitch tits.
Bigger tits than me.
Huge.
And you combined.
Definitely huge.
He is just an unhealthy body feature.
Gross,
I mean.
Gross man.
Anyway, so apparently they went out. I don't know. There's drama over there. They broke up. It's real time. So they're not together anymore, obviously.
Ecuadorian girl.
Yeah, and Corey.
Yeah,
but he posted on Instagram like literally the same time. This is the thing about, you know, public displays of self, especially when you're a celebrity. It's all bullshit because he's like, oh, look at us, like in love. Like, I love what's her name.
Never
when
trust.
It's like, Ew, he's all trying to get hook up with Larissa or like make her jealous, which is even gross because he probably like doesn't have the game to like land her. But maybe he's sweet. I don't know.
He's sweet. And I think it was easy probably to take advantage of, perhaps.
Who couldn't land is the guy that doesn't do upper arm workouts.
Which one is that guy?
The pussy.
Oh, the guy with the Colombian girl.
The piece of shit. What's his name?
I forget his name. I block it out. He looks like a guy. I think he even said it that at one point in time he was a bigger guy, not very cool. This night he lost a lot of weight, got so a cool guy haircut. Yeah. You know, so that's all just imagery.
Money, I know. It's
he makes a lot of money in a job, so that's what gave him a little confidence.
I mean, I do love the fact where his, you know, self-care in terms of, you know, doing face masks and doing that whole thing. Like, that's fun and that's great.
I don't think
she
likes it, though.
She didn't like that. And I could see, like, being like, oh, you know, that's not necessarily sexy first thing out the door. Because you don't start with that.
Nah, you don't.
You kind of end with that. Yeah. And she, you know, there's no excuse for his behavior. You know?
You know my theory.
It's just, there's nothing sexy about what he's doing, and he doesn't deserve her, and I feel bad, you know, for her. I feel bad for everyone, and I feel bad for watching. But I do know, as someone who doesn't work out, who needs to at this age,
I'd look great,
you know? But it's like, you know, we all need to keep up. I'm going to have to say that I think he needs to do more upper arm, upper body workouts.
Some push-ups, some pull-ups.
Yes, arms seems... And I've never looked at another human being. Like, seriously. Especially a man. It was like, they need to work out.
Weak shoulders. You have weak shoulders.
He just has scrawny little arms.
The big shoulders will make your arms...
And he has, like, enough money to get a trainer and, like, fix that. So there's no excuse.
Dude,
but he's
implants.
A pussy, and he's scared of everything. And the swing thing, I get it. I wouldn't do it, but everyone knows that about me.
But
you have to do it. Yeah, and actually, I would probably... be forced to do it, and I would do it. I would fucking hate it and scream it the whole time. I don't know. I went on a water slide with my nieces when I was home last. Have I talked about this before?
Not the water slide.
So I was like, okay, it's a water slide. Like literally in a rec center. Like it was like kids are going on it. And I was like, I don't want to do it. Like I don't like roller coaster. I don't like any. I don't like some elevator rides. I just don't like the feeling. And so I was like, oh God. And then Luca was like begging, please go. And like when a child is begging you to do something, you can't be like, no, you know, I had to teach her to like conquer her fears and stuff. So like getting in, I was like, oh God, Luca, I don't like this. Like climbing up, getting up there and sitting down.
High water slide.
Yeah. So we're sitting down and she's like, all right, I'm going to go in your lap. I was like, I can't really breathe. And I was holding, I'm like, no, Luca, no, I'm going to turn around to get out. And she's like, no, we got to go. Go down. Sure enough, is exactly as bad as I think it was going to be. You know, the feeling in my stomach, and I'm all black, and it's going in. I'm like, I hate this. And I'm like trying to stop us. And Luca had a great time. And so I went on it, hated it. I had to like get out of the water. I was shaking and like go like take a minute. And then instantly after I could like walk, I walked up to Tasia, who was also there. And I said, Tasia, you have to go down it because you're going to love it because it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
and like he loved it. And she did it twice.
Of course, she
did love it. But she said she wasn't in the pool. She wasn't ready for it. And I knew because there are two types of people in this world, those who like it and those who don't.
This is true.
Those who do, you're going to probably spend more on rehab than the other ones, but it's okay. It's okay. You just need to identify that and channel it in healthy ways. And you got this.
I think she did it as a test to see if he would do it, to see if he would be ballsy enough to do it. Because he'd been so unmacho for her in so many instances.
It's true.
I think she threw it out there, and he should have known, like you said, just do it. Because if he had changed a couple of tires, maybe he put up some cabinets, maybe fought some guy, I don't know, something a little more macho in the earlier times, she might not have thrown that out there. That is intense. I wouldn't do that, but I would have done enough other shit, she wouldn't have questioned me.
I bet production threw it out there, but yeah. Speaking of production, can we talk about the biggest fail in production history in reality TV since literally I can remember? The fight with Jenny, who I love, all I wanted this whole season was not to see this woman cry. I love her, and I've said from the beginning, I don't want to see her hurt. And here we are at the end, watching her scream hysterically, explaining the craziest scenario any of us
and
can even imagine.
You don't see any of it.
And we don't see a goddamn thing.
Because they're not there. That's what made me question that a little.
Because those producers failed at their job. When they're there, they're supposed to like sniff that shit out, figure it out. That is literally what they're being paid for. And if they don't, I don't, it's like that miss, like first of all, and Submit or whatever should have been like fired from the show. Like, I just feel like almost like don't show it if you're not, if you don't have it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear it. It just makes me even more mad.
Yeah.
They missed like quality television. When she's explaining the wife and then intense. Pulled him out and yeah. she's there and then she runs back. You know, there's so much drama. Indian family screaming. The wife shows up. Yeah. The wife was there. Yeah. We all want to know what the wife looks like. Father of the wife
too, no, right?
Father of the wife. He followed her like a sneaky little, it's yeah. amazing.
Her face looks, Jenny's looks like a corduroy jacket.
Okay, yeah, you know
I
what?
I know. It's true. She's sad. She's not as much of a crier as Darcy, but she is always very crying, and hers is palpable. Like, you feel it a little bit. She gets all hysterical and sad, and you do kind of feel for her.
You know, I do. I feel bad for him. I read online that they knew about it, and it's all fake, but I don't know if I believe that. I just feel bad for her.
She's a sweetheart.
But she's got to leave. You know, it's not going to work out. Yeah. And he could have probably been honest.
Yeah, it seemed like he kind of liked her, but he definitely had another wife.
But on camera, you piece of shit. That's what you're being paid for. So I think they should have ripped him from the show. Mm. That's my opinion. If 90 Day Fiancé needs a new producer, let me know. I can schedule a timeout. That is exactly
right.
That'd
be a dream job.
Yes.
I'd be an errand boy on that show if you give me that role.
Mm. I knew an executive producer to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Right, and for me, that is like a dream sentence. And you can imagine what I talked to this woman about. All I did. She wants to talk about her job.
Yeah.
But I asked everything. I didn't get too much tea. Her husband works for Stephen.
Ah.
Or he actually used to work for Stephen. Anyway, so, you know, holiday parties, all that. I would just be like, so, give me the dish.
That's right up your alley.
She wouldn't really give me anything, which, like, ugh.
I know.
I get it. I hate that. Like, I can't talk about it. That's why I don't even like asking, especially in LA, like if I'm on set or something, asking makeup artists like, what's going on? You know, and then they think you care. I really don't care. I just want to talk about it. But
they're afraid you're going to run some kind of website or like outlet.
Or tweet it out or talk about it on a podcast. Like, yeah right. God, you fucking idiots. That's so funny. Oh,
great.
Well, Jake, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for being here.
I love to be here. Thank you guys for being here. Hope you get to work or get to sleep or get to whatever you need.
Sleep and work.
Guys, I'm sorry about the current state of the world, and it's not looking good out there. But all we can do is be nice to each other and be reasonable and not be racist and hatred.
Yeah.
Try to be nice to each other. You know, if you see something, you say something, you know. So, you know, spread the love. Eerie. Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Eerie, but yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Eerie is a place in Indiana, but yeah.
God damn it. Edit that out.